Charges of political cronyism and financial deception are at the center of a fight over a privately owned but federally subsidized low-income housing project near Chicago. Evergreen Terrace is located in Joliet, Illinois. Its owners say they have applied for a federally backed refinancing package in an effort to keep affordable housing available for Joliet's poor. City officials say residents of Evergreen Terrace would be better off elsewhere, and they've taken steps to block the federal funds. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
There's a lot of spin and little trust in this battle over the Evergreen housing development. Just about everyone agrees there are problems, crime and poor living conditions, but who's to blame and how bad the problem is are contentious issues.
I live like the second door, and I don't go up the stairwell because it's a toilet.
Paula Covington lives in Evergreen Terrace with her 11-month-old daughter. She says there are definitely problems, sometimes broken elevators and mailboxes, stairways that smell like urine, although this Saturday night there's an odor of disinfectant, too. Covington worries most about security. Doors that lead outside to the parking lot are often wide open. Covington says it's different inside her neat one-bedroom apartment. She's placed her daughter's crib near her bed, and toys are scattered across the living room floor.
The apartments are nice. I just really couldn't believe it when, you know, considering the rent that they charged me, and it's nice.
Covington, who is newly widowed and unemployed, pays $9 a month for her home. Evergreen Terrace sits high on a bluff above the Des Plaines River across from the city's downtown and Harrah's Casino. The housing complex, 356 units in all, is one of about 8,000 Section 8 developments across the country. Owners receive a subsidy from the federal government while renting to low-income residents. The owners of Evergreen Terrace opted to renew their contract and to apply for a federally backed refinancing plan in order to rehab the property and beef up security. It appeared the Department of Housing and Urban Development was ready to sign off on the refinancing request, which angered Joliet City Councilman Tim Brophy.
This appraisal on this property was, if not, I think, criminal, at least fraudulent. It ignored significant life safety issues.
Brophy calls Evergreen Terrace a drain on the community. He says it's decreased property values and its residents live in conditions most people wouldn't accept.
So why are we going to take this current owner and say, done a good job, keep doing it for 30 more years?
The city has crafted a relocation plan for residents and says it's identified enough affordable housing so no one would be left homeless. They also contacted federal officials, including Republican Senator Peter Fitzgerald, for help. Fitzgerald said after taking a tour of the development, he was appalled the owners were about to get another contract with HUD.
HUD was going to pay the owners $1,200 a month for these apartments, even though the market for apartments in Joliet ranges from about $600 to $900 a month. So it was a real sweetheart deal.
Some Evergreen residents say they question the city's motives, and housing advocates call the relocation plans inadequate. Even so, an amendment from Senator Fitzgerald would bar HUD from giving any federal funds to Evergreen Terrace. Herb Halperin, the head of the development's management firm, calls the amendment wrong-headed, since money in the refinancing agreement would be used to improve the property.
Senator Fitzgerald thinks that our residents shouldn't be entitled to that. He thinks that the fight ought to be carried on the floor of the Senate, which is nonsense.
For now, HUD is looking at the city's revised relocation plans as well as Evergreen's request. Housing activists, meantime, say the country can't afford to lose any more low-income housing units. They fear the Evergreen Terrace dispute will discourage other private owners from preserving their HUD-assisted buildings as affordable housing. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.